A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Master, you leave us? You don't want to hang around?
It's well past his lunchtime.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Name for the record, please.
Sure. Good morning. Chair of Supervisors, James Martin, Department of Transportation. Because of the time of year, there are two groups of fund transfers. The first group covering the 2013 fiscal year, the second group covering 2014. The first fund transfer on the list for $5.2 million is related to the Transportation Services Highways Capital Area. All of the projects included in that transfer are previously board-approved projects. None of the transfer, none of the funds in this transfer require any additional county funds. They do make use of the funds that have already been allocated for the projects. The movements that are being requested here in this $5.2 million are necessary to cover shortfalls for completed projects and also to cover anticipated funding needs for projects that are still ongoing at this point. Within the $5.2 million, the best way probably to look at that is to break it up into two groups. The first is 12 projects where this is cleanup, financial cleanup, allowing the projects to be closed out. The work is already completed on those. The second group is approximately 19 projects where funding alignments are being done to allow the work to continue throughout 2014. And what this fund transfer uses to make the necessary adjustments is an available surplus of approximately $1.3 million in the completed project for Oklahoma Avenue from 108th Street to 76th Street. And then that's about $1.3 million, and then a small amount of about $300,000 from some other projects, multiple other projects that are completed. So that first fund transfer is a significant cleanup item to close projects and allow other projects to continue.
Excuse me. Any questions on that first item, the first fund? All right, go to the second.
The second project relates to the other item that has already been covered. This is the fund transfer, $375,000 for the East Layton HAL to Pennsylvania project. This is the design portion, $300,000 of federal funds are available for that project, and then a $75,000 match coming from existing county funds within capital as the local match that's required for the design of that project. So those are the 2013 fund transfers. There are two 2014 fund transfers. The
Okay, keep going.
Hold on.
All right.
On the Layton Avenue, we're Supervisor Haas and I misunderstanding. We thought there had been prior fund transfers covering this. Now, you indicated this was the design phase, but it was our understanding that we had already transferred the funds to do this project, and the resolution that was just passed a few minutes ago seemed to be a second swath at that one. Correct us if we're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, again, Clark Wantuck, Director of Highway Operations. We have two projects there. One we have is a diamond grinding project.
Right.
The second one is a resurfacing project. The diamond grinding is what had been previously authorized, approved, and we completed the design, and the state is paying 100% of the cost to do that project. This is for the freight grant project to move forward to resurface that roadway. So they're independent projects.
And that may explain it. I think we may have thought that was all on the first fund transfer.
And in fact, this also will then be a 2015 budget request for the construction dollars to then build that.
So it won't happen until 2015?
Construction.
That is
construction.
Correct.
Okay.
Was it not previously supposed to happen in 2014?
The diamond grinding is supposed to happen in 2013, but the bids came in high, so that has been delayed to 2014.
So it did move it back a year.
And the freight grant has a condition that we have to have it let to contract by June of 2015, so that would then ensure the construction. So,
yes, in fact, it did move it back a year, but that
the freight grant was never 2000 earlier. It was never earlier.
We don't need this conversation.
Sure.
Did it delay it for a year?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Go to the next one, please.
The next item, two items, are the 2014 fund transfers. These are both temporary carryover transfers for transportation services, which is highways, capital projects, and fleet management. We have to do these every year. The transfers are necessary so that the work on the projects can continue until such time as the permanent carryovers are approved through Department of Administration, which happens in approximately May. So this allows us to continue on these projects until that permanent carryover occurs.
Any comments? If not, thank you very much for coming today. Have a good afternoon.